So my name is Atanu. I'm going to talk about email threats. I'm a program manager in the Office 365 Information Protection team. So we're the team that ships services like the Exchange Online Protection, and then we just recently introduced the Security and Compliance Center, what we call the SCC. We ship a lot of the security and the compliance features for Office 365. Some of you may use our advanced threat protection. So all of those are basically shipped by the part of the Office 365 organization that I'm a PM on. So we're on the last day of Ignite. I'm assuming that most of you have been through some of the sessions and you've seen some of the features that we announced over the last week. I'm just going to focus on one part of it, which is the email threats. And the reason that we've had so many sessions on this is that it's a very important topic right now. I'm sure the fact that all of you are here means that you're aware that a lot of the recent breaches that have happened in some of the large companies that have been very high profile, a lot of them started with a phishing attack. And so it's kind of top of mind for customers. And then just from our own telemetry and from our own data, we can see that the volume of malware attacks that have been targeted Office 365 customers, that has grown by about 600% year over year. So clearly, this is a huge vector. Folks are concerned, and rightly so. So let's move on. So I just wanted to set the stage quickly, level set with you guys some of the stuff we're seeing, and then jump into demos. So just in terms of the threats, you can think of it as there's three kinds of threats. There's phishing, there's malware, there's spear phish. Now, in terms of the volume that we see, we get about, say, about 80 billion emails in a month. So that's just the commercial service. I'm not talking about the consumer outlook.com, which is a lot more. But of that 80 billion emails that we get in a month, about 55 billion of them are not person-to-person, actual business emails. So they're a mixture of spam, marketing emails, malware, phish, all of this. And of that 55 billion, there's over 200 million are things like this. So the phishing emails, malware, spear phishing. So in a month, we see about 200 million of these. So there's a huge volume. The phishing emails generally look legit. They'll be branded. There's a set of companies. We track a list of top brands that get phished. Most of them are things you'd be not surprised to see. A lot of banks, PayPal, Microsoft, Apple. They all look very genuine. There'll be a logo. There'll be some text. Typically, there's a call to action, like go fill in the survey. We see a lot of different Microsoft IT support, IT support. So We try to look for those things. It's something that we understand, and we have a bunch of machine learning models that look for content and metadata signals that let us know that a mail is a fish mail. Then the next is malware. So the thing about malware is that it's this malicious code. This code might be an executable. It might be a macro in a Word or an Office document, some of the older versions of Office. Typically, it's very stealthy. So the way that these things work is that They're two parts. Typically, it's a downloader. We call them Trojans or Trojan downloaders. And what they do is they will actually install themselves on the user's machine, and then they'll connect to a command and control server somewhere and download the actual payload of the attack. So the thing we look for is the downloader, and then I'm going to talk about how the Windows guys look for the payload. And then finally, we see a smaller volume of these, but still a significant number. These are spear phishing attacks. So a lot of these would be somebody trying to impersonate the CEO, sending a mail to the CFO. We see a lot of those where the mail is like, hey, can you wire money to this account? And sometimes the attackers are really smart. So we had this case recently where they actually hacked into the partner of one of our customers, and they were actually sending mails from a genuine mailbox from that partner, telling them to file a genuine invoice they found in the partner's mailbox, and all they were doing was saying, hey, we changed the account number. So that's the kinds of mails that we see in this category, so the spear phishing. And the way that we think about it is that we look at these attacks in two dimensions. So this is what is the industry has traditionally called the kill chain. So it's the progression of an attack. So the way that the industry looks at it is initially you'll see a reconnaissance where they're just trying to, we call it spray and pray. So they're sending a bunch of emails to whoever they can in a company. All they want to do is they want to get foothold on somebody's machine. And once they get that, then they try to lateral from that infected machine to something that's more more of a useful target for them. So and that, as they lateral, they eventually try to get to an exploit and then download IP information that is important, or you know, try to steal money. So that's the attack as it progresses in time. And on this angle, we have kind of the severity of the impact to a customer. So a lot of the attacks that we see are things like ransomware or credential stealing software. So for most companies, that is something to be aware of and something to be concerned of, but it's not something that's super critical, because let's say that an individual employee's machine does get compromised, typically there's not a whole lot of impact. And so what we see is that this category of attacks, where there's not a lot of impact, we think of these mostly as commodities. So we want to give you insights into what's going on there. But it's really as the attack moves into some of these more higher impact areas that these are the really targeted ones, and these are the really bad ones. So think of it as a lot of commodity attacks, a fewer targeted attacks, and some really high, really, really high impact ones. And when you read statistics, you know, in the industry that's saying it can take up to 200 days to find a breach, they're usually thinking about those kinds of attacks, not the simple ones that, you know, an employee's machine got compromised and then something bad happened. So let's deconstruct one of these attacks. How many folks have heard of Locky? Okay, so some hands. So Locky was in the news a lot in February. It's a ransomware attack. It was the most advanced ransomware attack of its time, I mean at the time. And what it does is the goal is for to basically steal money from victims. So you try to get to their target machines and encrypt the machines, encrypt the hard drive, and then ask the user to pay money in order to get the machines decrypted. I'll show you some of this, but the way it works is the attacker has an infrastructure set up. So this is really large infrastructure. There's a lot of money in this. So these are command and control servers that sit around the world, and our digital crime unit keeps trying to find these and shut these down. But what these things are doing, we call them the C2 servers, command and control. They're basically controlling or coordinating botnets, which are computers that are essentially zombies that are under their control. And what they'll do is they'll start a campaign. And once the campaign starts, you'll see mails going to the targets. And as the campaign progresses, they'll keep updating their payload so that once the machines get compromised, they'll have access to the payload. And so the campaign will keep going on. More and more mails will keep flowing. And the way that we see these on our side is we have this notion of fingerprinting. So every mail that goes through our system, we'll attach a fingerprint to it. And what we can see is we can see a single campaign, and we can see it morphs over time. So if you look at the time here, like each color on this represents the same campaign as it morphs. So you can see over the course of 5-minute intervals, the same malware attack is changing. And that means that if you are using signature-based approaches, there's no way that can really block these, because the speed at which signatures can be updated, at best case, is hours. It used to be 24 to 48 hours maybe a couple years ago, and now it's at best maybe like an hour to 4 hours. But these attacks are morphing every 5 minutes. So that's why you need to have something that's better than just signatures, and that's why we announced the Advanced Threat Protection some time back, which looks for behavioral analysis and tries to understand what the software is doing. And so now if you look at it from the point of view of the victim, the mail reaches the victim, and then the mail will have a downloader in it, and the downloader is going to basically call back to the command and control server and ask for instructions, and the instructions will be something like, hey, give me the payload. And then what's going to happen is that the payload is going to start downloading to that machine. And once it downloads to the machine, then that, if it's Locky, then that Locky is going to start encrypting that user's machine. And so that just shows the files on his machine getting encrypted. And once that happens, then he'll see a message on his screen that says, you know, give me half to 2 bitcoins or else your machine's toast. So that's kind of a background. Now I'm going to show you the demos for what we're trying to do about this, to give you guys the visibility and the right controls, so you know how these things are impacting you. And so that we can provide you the insights that we can see. So I'm going to... switch to my demo. So if you see this, this is the Office 365 Security and Compliance Center. So as I said, our team has been investing heavily in this. And so what we do is we think of security and compliance as two sides of the same coin. And so we're trying to provide all these security features and the compliance features that you need for Office 365, the reporting, the controls, the auditing, all of that in this one place. The thing I'm going to show you is the threat intelligence feature that we launched recently. And so the first part of that is this dashboard. So what we have here is a simple view that is appropriate for many different audiences. So it could be useful for a chief security officer. It could be useful for a security analyst, for even an IT admin. So what we're trying to do here is provide a tool that's useful not just for the specialist, but also for the generalist. So we have global statistics. So this shows you at the top you'll see numbers for some of the stats that we see, and you can do a deeper dive into them. Then what we also have is information. So for example, things like Locky or TestScript, which is another ransomware. So you have in this widget. And more information about the ongoing threats that we're seeing. And then finally, we have launch points to investigation. So for example, you can see who's being targeted in your organization. You can drill down into that person and see the threats for that. So what I'm going to do is I've shown you the dashboard. I'm going to quickly now drill into what we call the Threat Explorer. And the Threat Explorer is the canvas that we use for investigations. So you can see that it shows some trends. It's got a timeline view of the different malware families that we're seeing. And if you look further, you can see what the top threats are. You can see who's being targeted. And then you can use these as your investigation points. So how many folks here know what Nemucod is? Nobody? Well, I was not expecting you would. So when you see this, you can drill in. So now you can say, hey, what is this Nemucod thing that I see? And what we provide you is a simple description. And if you look at the description, you can see that we're telling you that it's a downloader for malware or ransomware. And so if you see that in your environment, that we've blocked it, as you can see, we blocked it there, you can now see what that thing is and what it does and what the impact of the behavior is. And then for this Nemucod, we show you, who's been targeted. We also provide you the technical details. So you can see that Nemucod is a downloader, and one of the payloads that it downloads is Locky. And so now if you want to understand more about Locky, you've seen it in the news. A lot of you might have seen back in February, there's a lot of news articles on it. But you can't really get a whole lot of detail from the news. So what this does is this links to a report that our team of security analysts has prepared, and it gives a summary of what Locky does. It shows you more details. It has this some more details of the JavaScript downloader. It shows you what the screen will look like if a user does get compromised. And so if you get a call from a user that says, hey, this is what my screen looks like now, you'll know what's happened. So that's the report. And then what we also show you is kind of what we call prevalence. So prevalence just shows you how much of this we are seeing worldwide versus how much we see in your organization. So if you're especially targeted, you'll see a lot more of the blue. But in this case, you can see that there's not much blue, which means Locky is bad, but it's not super bad because it's not targeting you. It's just a commodity malware that's being sent around the world, and there's a lot of it, but it's not specifically targeting you. So these are the kinds of things that you can statistics you can get from the Threat Explorer. And you can also do more detailed kind of drill down. So what I'm going to show you now is, let's look at one of these. So I'm going to switch the pivot. So right now it's by threat family. I can also look at who's sending this stuff. So I'm changing this to sender domain. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to drill in to a particular time range to get more details. So I'm going to say, let's look at from, let's look at 2 weeks from September 5th to, say, September 17th. Okay, so that shows me over that time period who's been sending. And then I can drill further. So I'm going to now look for one of these threat families. I'm just going to, for the sake of time, I'm just going to pick one of these. It's Madiba. It was on the top threats. And when you see this now, you see some interesting trends emerge. And so what you can see is that this thing was, the domain is a bakery cafe, so it's some kind of restaurant. You can see that this is also some other restaurant, Midi restaurant. This one is some other Luciano restaurant. So this attacker, he's basically finding restaurant websites, genuine restaurant websites. He's compromising them. He's dropping some malware on those websites, and then he's sending mails to the employees, or to your employees, with links back to this website, to the payload that he's dropped on these websites. And if you actually go to one of them, so I'm going to pick Midi restaurant because that was one of the domains I saw. This is their website, and if you actually go down, if you scroll down on their website, you'll actually see something that says, "Hello, visitors. We want to know that our owner's email is hacked. It's been used to send out bad stuff." And so this was just something that we found when we're looking through the data. We noticed that this was pointing back to this website and that it was hacked. Now, the other thing I want to call out was all the data I'm showing you here is actually real data. We anonymized it, but it's all the attacks that were launched against Microsoft.com in Office 365. So this is for our tenant, for Microsoft employees. So the data is all the threats we saw against our tenant. The last thing I wanted to call out was that we also have in the Security Compliance Center, if you go to the alerts, you can view different kinds of security alerts. And so we're also adding alerts that show you, you know, when we get some of these large malware campaigns, and so you can go in and you can see what's going on here. So that was a quick overview of the threat intelligence features that we're announcing in Security Compliance Center. And a short while ago, the Windows guys also announced the Windows Defender Advanced Threat Protection feature. So they also have a dashboard. And what we've done is across Windows and Office, we're starting to connect the threat intelligence that we see. And so, for example, from the Windows dashboard, this is what we call a machine timeline. You can look at the attack progression on a particular machine. This is more of a post-breach investigation tool. And if you look at one of the alerts that were on that machine, you can see that an Office document did something bad on this machine. And so if you now want to look further into that, you can actually look at the file hash for that document, for that was seen on the machine. And it has more information that the Windows guys have. But you can also look at this and open this in the Office 365 Threat Explorer, and you can kind of connect the dots back from the malicious file that was detected on the employee's machine, and you can see what Office 365 has to say for that. And you can see that we saw that 3 times for this customer, and then you can kind of drill in and, you know, filter and do more analysis. And you can see that these particular mails were sent to those users. So even though you started with an investigation for one particular machine, you now have expanded that to say, you know, I should also check out those other 2 people as well. So the machine that I started one was for Liz Bean. And if you look here, so that was Liz Bean's machine. But when you tied that back to Office 365, we also showed that you should check out these 2 guys as well, Andre and Welder. So that was it from myself. I did want to call out, like, I know it's the last day of Ignite. If you did want to get more details, we had a bunch of sessions through the week. You can take a look at the videos, the recordings, or the decks for any of these other sessions. And with that, I'm going to close. If you guys have any other questions, I'll be hanging around here, and I can take any questions.